Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, everybody, welcome to our channel. My name is Glenn, senior stock market strategist for VectorVest, and tonight is a very important video that needs to put a lot of things into perspective because a lot of information came out this week about inflation. So this video is understanding the effects of inflation and how it impacts you. Today, we're diving into a crucial topic that affects all of us. High inflation. Have you ever wondered what happens when prices skyrocket and your money seems to lose its value overnight? Well, that's what we're here to unpack. High inflation can be a nightmare for economies and individuals alike. But what exactly is inflation and how does it impact our daily lives? So we're going to look right here. This is how inflation has changed the price of coffee from 1970 all the way up to 2022. If you go to Starbucks today, the price of coffee isn't $1.85. You're going to probably spend $2, $3, $4, $5 for a cup of coffee. The next slide talks about the three different types of inflation and how it works and why it happens. First is the demand pull. When demand for goods and services exceed the production of capacity, it's called supply and demand. You'll notice that sneaker prices go up when the demand is high. Next is the cost push. Because helium goes up in price, we push the price of balloons even higher. You guys are already seeing that now. But what's also built in, when prices rise, wages rise too. Now, there's a point of contention there. Do wages rise to keep up with inflation? The answer to that is no. But nonetheless, in order for companies to keep quality people, they are going to have to raise wages as well to help these people maintain living costs. Inflation, though, is the rate at which the general level of prices for goods and services is rising. You know, when you go to the gas pump, rising prices there, rising prices when you go buying food. But the Fed doesn't look at those two things when looking at inflation. I got my own point of contention about that, but that's another video for a different time. When inflation is high, the purchasing power of money decreases, meaning your hard-earned dollars can buy less of what it used to. So, what are the effects of high inflation? Well, there's three different things that I want to point out here. One, the decreased purchasing power. Your hard-earned money doesn't stretch as far, leading to a decrease in the standard of living. Number two, uncertainty and volatility. Markets don't like uncertainty, which does increase volatility. High inflation creates economic instability, making it difficult for businesses to plan for the future. So what do? They trim the fat, they lay off a lot of people. And they cause uncertainty for consumers. Income distribution is number three. Those on fixed incomes with savings in cash lose out. While debtors may benefit as the value of their debt decreases in real terms. High inflation can also lead to hyperinflation in extremes, where prices spiral out of control, wiping out savings and causing widespread economic chaos. So, I've got some tips to help you deal with inflation. One, be strategic in your buying. Stock up on stuff when you can. Two, embrace substitutions. So when you go to the store, you may look to buy off-brand products. Hopefully they still taste the same, but that's another way of dealing with inflation. And number three, some of you may fit, some of you may not fit, have fixed rates on your mortgages. If you do, right now you're okay. But if you've got variable rates, because you know they'll bring you in and say, well, you can pay less money if you have variable rates, right now you're getting hurt. But is there a silver lining? It's easier to get a raise, possibly, because in order to keep you, other companies are going to pay more money to have a person like you on board. Fixed income increases, so Social Security and things like that, will get a cost of living rise. But is it high enough to contend with rising inflation? Again, another video for another time. But fear not. There are steps that you can take to mitigate the impact of high inflation. Invest in assets that typically perform well during inflationary periods, like stocks or precious metals. And consider adjusting your budget and spending habits to adapt to the changing economic landscape. So you know me, I always love to give you fish. Here are some stocks that I'd like for you to take advantage of during these inflationary times. I do like high VST stocks as well as right now, gold stocks, precious metals. So the first thing you'll see is if I scroll over, for the most part, these VSTs are good. Anything over one on a scale between 0 and 2 is good, right? So, or favorable. Procter & Gamble is a staple. Everybody needs the stuff that Procter & Gamble gives as a VST of 1.03. So everyone has a VST above one. Earnings growth, with the exception of my ETF, nice double-digit earnings growth. Just about every stock in here is a buy. Now, I understand that if the market goes lower, 80% of the stocks move with the market. But I'm looking at high VST stocks and gold stocks that I think will balance out very well in a current market's conditions. Now, with all of that being said, you still need to make sure that you have stops in place to make sure that you're covered and you never take a big loss. But we have Harmony Gold, we have VRT, Celsius, Silver, Halliburton, AstraZeneca. I think that you always need to have some kind of a drug or health stock. They tend to do well. So I just picked out one. Of course, gold and Procter & Gamble. What I've mainly done here is shown you that majority of these stocks are undervalued. Harmony is undervalued. Vertiv is overvalued. So is Celsius. But Silver is undervalued. Halliburton undervalued. AstraZeneca undervalued. The ETF is fairly valued, of course. And Procter Gamble is a little bit overvalued. So I think that you do have a nice balance of stocks, precious metals to keep your eyes on in this particular situation. Folks, I hope that this video has brought a lot more clarity as to what inflation really is, because we see the reports, but what really it is and how to deal with it and how it impacts us so that we can make better decisions in the stocks that we buy or sell. With that, folks, I would like to say if you like this video, please hit the like button, hit the share button, let other people know the true meaning behind inflation, how it affects us, and how we can deal with it on a personal level. You know, we are investors in the markets, but we are citizens of this country, and we're getting affected but adversely with inflation. So hopefully this helps out. If you're brand new to the channel, you've never been here before, you want more content like this, make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon so that you can be alerted when new videos like this come out. With that, folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya.
Hey, DV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000% for the last 20 years. We'll go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days. And we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now.
Thank
thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.